Hello, this is the weekly astrology forecast, and this is astrologer Shelley and team. And I'm speaking to you about the week beginning Monday, the 12th of January, ending on Sunday, the 18th of January. And this is the week where on Saturday, Venus will enter Aquarius. And on Sunday, we have a new moon at 28 degrees of Capricorn coming in. All right, so this is a week that we're spending in the fourth quarter phase until we get to that new moon. So this is going to be, you know, a kind of a lowered energy for various reasons as we get closer and closer to the weekend, because we're going to be in a dark moon, or you can't see the moon sliver at all of the waning crescent that we start the weekend. This is going to be coming in by like Friday. You probably won't see the moon anymore. And that's when we really have less light, no matter what time of year it is. Whether we're waxing in solar light or not, we are not getting our light at night, which is also important. And so this is going to begin with the information about Venus in Aquarius. Now, she is going to be a big proponent of freedom, change, and equality. And Aquarius is the sign of friendship, but it's not the personal friends. The important personal friends are more of a seventh house connection. A group of friends is what we are looking at with Aquarius. It's really a wider population when we get to the sign of Aquarius. And so in terms of how she presents herself as loving, Aquarius can be very unpredictable in the behavior. And so with Venus there, it doesn't always mean, if she's not being very reliable, that she doesn't love you, but something's come up and she is able to be detached and objective, and she's, you know, bounced away to something else that's captured her focus. But she will show her affections by introducing you to broader concepts, more people, exciting events. And this is also a Venus that may allow you more freedom than maybe some of the other Venus signs, which want to hold you a bit closer. Venus in Aquarius loves the unseen realms, so she may love astrology, and Venus and Aquarius may spend on getting the classes to understand it personally, or getting readings or other kinds of divination. But Aquarius is quite appropriate to the invisible influence of the planets. And it's there, whether you can see it or not. Also, any of the electronic media and electronic devices. She may be spending on the new 17 iPhone. But just remember, they've already got an 18 almost out, because we don't get a chance to sit down before things change these days. Venus in Aquarius is adapted to that. But anyway, she may also be spending on other kinds of energy work. She would be looking at that type of healing, electronic. I had an incredible experience with the stimulation of the new cells, new cell growth, and the cessation of a problem I had on my leg, just going in for some red waves, I think it was. It's not the bracelet that you wear. There's a machine. It was absolutely stunningly perspective. And also very expensive and not covered by insurance, of course. But all of these kinds of things are starting to become more mainstream, and Venus is definitely after that. Also Reiki and acupuncture and Jinshin Jitsu, which is the using of the hand energy instead of the needle energy. And so all of these realms will be getting attention from Venus. Unusual partnerships, unusual relationships. She loves people who are going to present the unique and the different aspects of life. And so we have also got huge influence right now with Venus in the crowds that are out there. And we'll talk about that during the Capricorn new moon. Yes, these people are going to be very much in value of showing up in group energy for what they believe in. So, because this is, you know, the opinion of an air sign, and it's a fixed opinion. So sometimes Aquarius can get, you know, kind of stubborn around hearing things that aren't what they believe. But if they are dedicated, Venus values very much the opinion of the group energy that she is connecting to, whatever it is. So it enters on the 17th of January, which this year is Saturday, 7:43 a.m. in Eastern Time. And the first thing she'll do is a couple of days later, on the 19th, she will join Pluto. Now, this is fated issues, okay? If you meet someone new, it is, yes, very powerful. Not necessarily an Aquarius, going to be as long-lived, but it's going to stimulate something really big shifts, which we are headed towards anyway, in February particularly. So, but she also may be showing on the 17th, I don't know what's going on in the world, but there may be some down south here, they'd say come to Jesus, reckoning going on. But that is a real potential that she's going to be involved in a very potent group expression, whatever it is. It can be a group of your work colleagues that are meeting. So any kind of meetings or group interactions are going to be extremely powerful on the 19th with Pluto and Venus showing up together. Mercury will join Venus because it will move into Aquarius after she does it. It will come, you know, moving faster. So that takes place on the 29th of January. And Venus will sextile Chiron in Aries on the 4th day of February. This is the person who comes that really encourages your individual expression and freedom of being, freedom of choice. So that's a kind of energy that you'll find on this 4th day of February. In a mutual reception, Venus will, in Aquarius, square Uranus, the ruler of Aquarius, and Taurus, that Venus rules. So Venus square Uranus in mutual reception. Even though it's a square, the conflicts are easily understood and, you know, kind of dealt with on the 8th of February. And Venus will move into the sign in which astrologers say she is exalted, in Pisces. on the 10th day of February, 5:19 a.m. in the Eastern time zone. And so, you know, that's basically what I need to say about it, except that wherever she falls in your chart, in this transit, you may find love, you may find money. And if you have Venus Aquarius transiting the first house and the 10th house, these are both houses where you are seen by others, this is going to be blending beautification. So you will get some positive feedback about how you look. And so that's, I guess there's always more to say, but I think that's as much as we need to say about Venus in Aquarius. And I want to go to the new moon on Sunday in Capricorn. Yeah. This is, you know, they're all looking so intense again, like they were in the summer. This is the opposite of the July. You know, this is the Capricorn versus the Jupiter solo in Cancer. And so we've got intensity in the Capricorn realm because 28 Capricorn, we're getting ready to shift into Aquarius. Venus has already done it, but it will be a few days before the sun and the moon will do it right away. But Mercury and Mars are also conjunct 2 degrees away from this new moon, so they are there. So our thinking and our passion is with this new moon. Stuff is going to be going on. It already is. It already is. I couldn't not see all the reels of people in the street. There are people in the street. There are people angry at a violation. And the Jupiter in Cancer energy is out there with absolute, it's retrograde with no planetary aspect, unless you gave it 10. And if you gave it 10, it's opposing the 28 degrees, because it's at 18 Cancer, the 28 degrees of the Capricorn new moon and the Mars and Mercury at 26. You know, it's the government versus the people of the country is what we're seeing. I mean, you may not agree with it, but you can't not see it because it's out there, literally. And Venus going into Aquarius, conjunct Pluto, as I said, is very close to this, is also in a leaving way conjunct the new moon. So the Venus Pluto in Aquarius, one side and the other side of the new moon. What will prevail? What will prevail? The aspects for this new moon and for the conjunctions of Mercury and Mars have some help. Saturn is at 27 Pisces. Neptune is at 29. Uranus is still retrograde. It's going soon, direct, in 27 Taurus. So there is the energy is there for a negotiation and a, some kind of a understanding with Pisces and some kind of a change with Uranus. Especially we're seeing this There's a lot of issues with the financial aspect and also the victimization aspect. That's Taurus and Pisces. It needs to be negotiated. You know, the authorities need to see what to do about this. That will be helpful and move in a positive way. That's what we would like to see. Eris and Chiron are stirring the pot at 22 and 24 Aries. That is the square. You know, and Eris is rattling cages. That's what she does. You know, what do we need to look at? What do we need to break through here to move forward? She is like, she tackles the ego. I mean, someday, I guess one of my Substack posts will be about a retelling of the story of her influence on the judgment of Paris that led to a war and the way it's seen typically and the way I see it, having more information about this incredible goddess herself, the sister of Mars, and being with Chiron. You know, it would be a healing, this challenge. We do have lots of things that need to be healed. And the only aspect that is very close for Jupiter in Cancer is the trine to the Centaur Nessus. And that one, as we may know, and especially in Pisces right now, the buck stops here. The needs of the people, Jupiter, expanding the needs for security, emotionally and materially for the people, is receiving assistance from Nessus, who is totally willing to do something radical, to change things so that the karmic pattern is changed, released. The buck stops here. So we're entering an interesting time because this is the new moon before our first full moon. And the energies of Leo, which is going to be an interesting shift in our nodal axis. So we're going to have that. And then as we move on, so I've been saying my new year doesn't really start until, you know, both Saturn and Neptune are in Aries and Uranus has gone direct. And that's the first week. That's the third day of February. And as we go further on, Saturn's entry into Aries is on the 13th. And then we've got this incredible day on the 17th. It is a ring of fire solar eclipse when we reach the new moon at 28 Aquarius. On the Lunar New Year, Chinese New Year, and the year of the fire horse begins. Saturn joins Neptune at zero Aries on Friday the 20th. And we are off and running into the new era. We won't see it right away, but we have to vision it the way we need to see it, in a positive way. We're already, you know, kind of touching it because that zero Aries for Saturn and Neptune, the last time that happened was the beginning of the agricultural era. There were hunter-gatherers before that. So this is way back in BC So this is a very, you can talk about the age of Aquarius if you like, but this is the game changer. Well, we can already see it moving in certain directions, can't we? We can see it moving in the direction of electronic everything. You know, people are finally starting to figure out that water is important, and we're not having great issues with water lately. You know, we've either got way too much or practically none. And these facilities for AI take electricity, tons of electricity, and water to run. Do we really need it? I mean, people are making money on it. So they're going to tell us that we really need it. We don't really need it. And I don't know if we really need the robots that look like humans either. Sometimes I wonder if I'm not seeing them on television in certain capacities. There are tons of robots taking over some of the, you know, assembly line jobs and stuff. So is this the new era? And that it continues and grows just like the agricultural era did? What will we vision for the new era? And what will humans be doing in that new era? So it's really an incredible moment that we bought the ticket to come in now for that incredible moment. And we start to feel it at this Capricorn new moon because it is challenged and a buck is stopping here with Nessus. All right, so now I'm just going to move right on in to the weekly astrology forecast beginning the week of Monday the 12th. And we have a Scorpio moon that is in good aspect all day Monday. It is trying, well, first it's sextile to Mercury in Capricorn, 4:44 p.m. So that combination is excellent. I mean, if you want to get an early start on your tax information, that energy is great. This is managerial. This is structural. This is thinking about your career. It's thinking about shared resources and how to use them. And then we kick back a little bit with the moon trine Jupiter until 9:46 p.m. You may have if you have dinner with friends or, you know, have an event with friends, even though it's a Monday, it'll be pleasant. It'll be pleasant with family. And you will also be able to discuss things about how to increase the security of the home and family. Moon in Scorpio sextiles Mars in Capricorn until 2:43 a.m. after this. And again, there's more, you can take some action if you're online about some of the things you may want to establish in, you know, career, things like that. The moon sextiles the sun in Capricorn early morning, 4:48 a.m. in the Eastern time zone. And we're feeling, not as big as the harmony of the lights, but we feel integrated. And then we get a sextile to Venus in Capricorn at 8:27 a.m., where, you know, there'll be somebody helpful and probably an authority position if you reach out. And the moon in Scorpio trines Saturn in Pisces until 12:33 p.m. So help, you know, if you need a financial advisor, something to make you feel more secure somehow or other, that's a good time frame. There's a quick difficulty that comes up between this 12:33 p.m. and 1:49 p.m. when the moon opposes Uranus and Taurus, if you're out driving at lunch and stuff and people's minds are on these issues and things that they've been involved with, they may not be as careful. You may not be as careful. So take some time. If you're doing your errands on Tuesday and you're out and about between 12:30 and, let's say, 2 p.m., all right? Moon trine Neptune, however, after that, is your heavy-duty psychic. Now, this is going to not happen again in our lifetime once Neptune shifts on the 26th of this month. So this could be the last of the big, heavy psychic downloads. So if you're looking for answers, this is when you can find them until 5:59 p.m. on Tuesday, the 13th. Yeah, reach out for that. And also, if you feel a need for, again, somebody who knows how to manage things, that is a good time to find that person or be in connecting to that person. Void of course moon in Scorpio for a brief period until it enters Sagittarius at 6:34 p.m. and goes to sextile Pluto. So that's for the evening and until 12:54 a.m. in the Eastern Time on Wednesday. Lots of exciting new stuff. But, you know, you got to find out some things before you do international travel. I've been seeing all kinds of things. I don't know if it's because of things that are going on with just with Americans, but there's also people, weird people out there who are calling in apparently and saying their passport, you know, it's your passport has been stolen or something. So anyway, there's a lot of things happening, and so you have to know what you need to take with you when you're traveling, especially in Sagittarius is this aspect. That's why I am mentioning it, international travel. And even you need a visa now. It's not a horrible, difficult thing to get, but you need a visa to travel into the UK now. Yes, you will not be able to get in at Heathrow without the visa, which you get before. You get it here. So there's a lot of information out there about transformation that the moon in Sagittarius, interested in philosophies, expansion, and travel, might do well to know about. And there may be some positive things also, like, you know, different ways to handle situations. I mean, things were always changing when I was doing my heavy travel. I mean, first it was get traveler's checks, and then I was on my way to do that, and the guy I was seeing who was an international traveler was saying, no, just, you know, use your card at the when you get there, and they'll give you the cash right there. Really? You know, so things kept rolling into different modes. And it may be also about the communications that you may be able to get some different ways of being able to call home. We have a Mercury-Jupiter opposition on Wednesday, but it's in the middle of the night for us in the Eastern time zone, 3:17 a.m., where conservatives and needy people are at odds. Venus in Capricorn will sextile Saturn in Pisces throughout the day on Wednesday, because we don't have a lunar aspect that day. So that'll be the prevailing energy, which is the caring authority for the needs of people who feel marginalized or victimized, Saturn in Pisces, needing structures. Okay, so then Venus, as it ends at 1:19 a.m. on Thursday, will go into a trine to Uranus and Taurus, 10:22 a.m. And now we have still not got the moon's next aspect coming in. So she still rules the day with her aspect. But we may feel the moon coming in on the west coast much earlier, because the aspect will complete on the west coast at 10:17 p.m. and it is a square to Saturn in Pisces. So that's travel issues. You do the weather. We're having like all kinds of, who knows what the weather's going to do here where I am. But it can be issues that way, but there are obstacles, or obstacles reaching people who are far away. Sagittarius is, you know, kind of a jovial sign and is more optimistic. Jupiter ruled and wants movement and is not really, you know, a person who has that and you're trying to get sympathy. It's probably not the right one to get in touch with until 1:17 a.m. on Friday in Eastern time. And then we here will probably see a foggy morning when we wake up. We've had a lot of those lately. At 6:19 a.m., the moon in Sag is squaring Neptune in Pisces. So there is confusion. There is also over-idealization. Interestingly enough, Sagittarius hopes for the best. I often see the Sagittarius sign as like the Labrador that bounces out to greet you. Hasn't ever seen you before, but wants to be friends. And, you know, unfortunately, time may tell a different story. So over-idealizing is a Sagittarian potential, particularly if deception is involved, which it will be with Neptune. And that can be, you know, not knowing the right directions also in your desire to travel. The moon is void, of course, at 6:19 a.m. Friday, and the moon enters Capricorn at 6:47 a.m. And now we've got some Capricorn aspects, sextiles from Venus and the Sun to Neptune and Saturn that go into the early morning hours in the East Coast, and Venus's entry to Aquarius at 7:43 a.m. Eastern. The Sun is trining Uranus in Taurus until 11:59 for the morning, but the Moon in Capricorn is moving towards an opposition to Jupiter in Cancer. 8:14 p.m. is when that completes, and so you're not getting assistance for your emotional issues, and you may be overdoing if your Capricorn is also possible. You may have had some, you know, feelings come up, and maybe you're eating too much or something like that. 8:14 p.m. And we have a Venus-Mars conjunction in Capricorn that is going to either be a lot of effort that's getting really good results on a group project, or, you know, arguing, maybe arguing about the government. Because Capricorn is the sign of the government, and the moon is going to bring that forward on Sunday as it joins Mars at 10:11 a.m. And that would be the more volatile part. And then in the discussion of it all, at 10:48 a.m. when it joins Mercury. Moon is sextile to Saturn in Pisces until 12:22 p.m. A little bit of help coming in, a little bit more understanding. Quickly moving to the Moon trine Uranus and Taurus at 12:39 p.m. So something may change. but it's better really if you go with that flow. And then the new moon arrives, and the book that I'm looking at says 2:52 p.m. My astrology program is almost an hour later than that. I don't know which one's right, so I hesitate to say mine is. But that is happening, definitely, on Sunday, and it's afternoon in Eastern time. And I told you about that. The next thing the moon does is sextile Neptune. And that is 4:57 p.m. So there's a gentleness under those Capricorn Pisces aspects. And people relax some of their rigidity with the Neptune influence. A short board of course period until the moon enters Aquarius at 5:18 p.m. and joins Venus at 9:03 p.m. Fun. It could be fun. It could be enjoyable to have a group together on the 18th. And we could be expanding our concepts of who to love. I mean, you know, do we just love the people we know? Or can we expand our love to include larger picture? Mercury is also in a sextile to Saturn in Pisces. And so there is some structured hopefulness going on as we end the week. That's right. So there you have it. And the week that follows, we have the Sun entering Aquarius, Mercury entering Aquarius, and a couple of aspects for some of these newly entered planets in Aquarius. We also are in the first quarter phase of building and looking where to put the seeds to get them to grow well. Mars enters Aquarius. We're going to make this big shift into the Aquarian realm. And that happens on Friday. So this is what we'll be talking about, Sun, Mercury, and Mars moving into Aquarius, where we already have Venus. It will feel different, and we'll be waxing in light. So best wishes with all that happens for you the week ahead, and I will say goodbye for now.